This is a story about what happened one deep, dark Halloween night to a man called Ichabod Crane. It happened in one of the quietest towns in all the world, a place called Sleepy Hollow. You see, a long, long time ago during the Revolutionary War, a great battle took place, not very far from the old schoolhouse. It was in this battle that a Hessian soldier had his head completely blown off by a cannonball. And as the legend goes, it is on the darkest, gloomiest nights of the year that the soldier's headless ghost can be seen on his mighty horse stalking the hollow in search of his head. Now, Ichabod Crane was a schoolmaster, a very educated man. He knew about many things, as all good schoolmasters do. But the things he knew most about were of witches, ghosts, and goblins. And the thing that frightened him most of all was the story of the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow. One Halloween night, there was a great party. Everyone throughout the county was invited. There was plenty of good food and fine drink, as well as singing and dancing. As the party was coming to an end, some guests gathered round the fireplace and started telling their favorite ghost stories. And the very last ghost story of the night was that of the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow, which was always the scariest, most frightful story of all. As Ichabod was heading home on his faithful old horse Gunpowder, he began to remember all of the ghost stories told round the fireplace earlier that night. And this started to frighten him. The more he tried to forget, the more frightened he became. The wind began blowing through the creaking old trees. It was midnight. The wolves started howling at the rising full moon. The witching hour was upon him. Soon Ichabod was hearing things that echoed in the cold night air. Ha ha ha! The night grew darker and darker. Ichabod was now passing the old graveyard. Voices were coming out of nowhere. Moaning and groaning. Ichabod began to whistle to himself, trying to take his mind off of the weird things going on all around him. But it was of no use. His heart began to pound in his chest. Ichabod was approaching the Sleepy Hollow Bridge. He was almost across it when, all of a sudden, right there in front of him, a huge black figure rose up out of the night. Ichabod quickly turned old gunpowder around and raced back across the bridge towards town. Ichabod's heart was pounding even louder now. He rode faster and faster, but the large black shape was getting closer and closer. Ichabod turned round to look again, but could not believe what he was seeing. Up against the bright full moon, he saw a silhouette of a horse and rider. The horse was black, with fiery red eyes. The rider appeared to be dressed in uniform. And there on the saddle in front of him, he carried his head. Ah! Ichabod could not make tired old gunpowder go faster. The headless horseman was right behind him now. Ichabod turned around to look one more time, and as he did, the horseman lifted his head from the saddle held it up high in the air and threw it at Ichabod, striking him squarely, knocking him down off gunpowder and into a muddy ditch. The next day, when the children went to school, Ichabod wasn't there. He wasn't at his house either. As a matter of fact, he was nowhere to be found. The only traces left were of his horse, Gunpowder, seen grazing near a muddy ditch, and found at the bottom of that ditch with a coat and hat and the shattered remains of a pumpkin head. Almost everyone in town believed that Ichabod was carried away by some horrible ghost. But there are still a few who laugh to this day when anyone mentions Ichabod Crane and the ride of the Headless Horseman. Ha 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 ha!